मायया
बहुरूपया इवाभाति मायया बहुरूपया रममान गुणेशस्य ममाहं प्रतिमुहते। That is a form. Eight million 400,000 of form. You have heard it. That we are like. Therefore, when one is advanced in spiritual consciousness, he does not see the varieties of form. Because these varieties of form are not real. Anyone can understand that any form. Today he has got a form. Take a photograph of it and few hours after the form has changed. So that is not permanent form. It is changing. Just like you see in the cloud, from aeroplane you can experience the cloud. You are running, you are seeing one form. After a few minutes that form is changing different. Therefore it is called Ivavhati. You immediately see a cloud, just like big elephant. But after a few minutes you see the cloud, the same cloud is changed into just like a big hill, a big tree. So this is going on. Today I am Indian, you are American, but next birth or after a few years, although American, the body is changing. Body is changing. That's what it is written there. Ivavhati, as if it has got a body. As if. Ivavhati. It appears. But Maya is so strong. Bahuripo Ivavhati, what is the next word?
Maya, bahu rupaya.
This bahu rupa, this varieties of rupa, form, is given by Maya. So, this is interior. It's like mother, like a small child, dressing, morning in summer, in the evening another way. Change this. Maya is our mother and she is giving us a different type of dresses. Maya bahurupaya, and therefore we are changing into bahurupaya. But because we are attached to the dress, so according to the form, we are forming our consciousness. Now I have got a different body, different form, so I have got a different consciousness. You have got a different body, you have got a different consciousness. Everyone, all living entities. The dog is thinking, because he has got a dog's body, he is thinking, I am dog. I am everything the same way. This is all Maya. Bahurupo Ivavhati, Maya Bahurupaya. Then next.
Bahurupaya. Ramamana.
Ramamana.
Ramamana. Guneshwa.
Guneshu.
Guneshu.
And according to the body, he is enjoying a different variety of enjoyment. Then when I've got a tiger's body, so my taste for food would be most abominable, fresh blood, like that. And if I've got a hawk's body, then I shall feel pleasure by eating stew. And when I'm a Vaishnava of transcendental, or a Brahmin's body, then I will be pleased with nice foodstuff, sattvic foodstuff. Sattvic foodstuff means rice, wheat, and vegetables, fruits, milk products, and sugar. These are foodstuff in goodness. Similarly, foodstuff in passion, foodstuff in ignorance. These are described in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. Let's see, in Hong Kong, I saw from the garbage one Chinese woman was finding out the rejected serpent-like preparation and so on. First of all, it is rejected, it is thrown into the garbage. And from the garbage, according to her taste, she is finding out some nice food. Just see. Padarja Bhakhanta, Nana Jani Bhakhanta, according to the body. Dihnam Diho, Diho Yogena Dehishu, according to the body, we get different tastes of enjoyment. Somebody is enjoying most abominations. Somebody is very, very nice, but according to the body. So therefore, if you become transcendental to your body, then your taste will be transcendental. Your taste is, as the body is changing, ramamana. You cannot enjoy. If you are in the transcendental position, you cannot enjoy. Like the old man in Hong Kong, hanging out in the garbage. So, people are trying to give service to the humanity. What service they can say? Give. I have got a taste for a certain thing. How you can change my taste? Ramavana, I want to enjoy. Because I am under the griefs of material nature, so I have got a certain type of taste. You cannot change. If I say, don't drink, unless you are in Krishna consciousness, it is impossible to give up this drink. That has already been tested. The American government, they are trying, they are spending so much money to stop this intoxication habits of the young man. They cannot. Because they are ramamana, maya. They are pulled by the ear of the person. You must drink this. Prakriti-kriyamana. Prakriti nature, material nature is pulling. You must drink. Unless one is free from the management of the prakriti, Prakriti-kriyamana, it is impossible. So they are trying to give lesson that don't drink, vegetarian. There are so many societies. In Hong Kong, I saw so many societies. Hong Kong or where I saw?
Australia.
Australia, yes. There are so many societies, vegetarian societies, non-drinking societies. That's nice, but they cannot stay by forming ordinary society or imposing some law by the state. You cannot stop. You have many laws to stop stealing. Still there are thieves. That is not right. You have so many laws not to do something. But because everyone is under the grip of prakriti, material nature, how we can say that is not right? So that is the mistake of the modern civilization. They do not know that by passing laws or giving some moral instruction, you cannot change the habit. The prakriti is very strong, materially. The only solution is Krishna consciousness. Unless one comes to the Krishna consciousness platform, he cannot give up his habit. It is not possible. So, if you want to, this therefore it is purificatory for you. The more you advance in Krishna consciousness, you become purified from all this influence of Maya, because it is acting by Maya, Bahurupaya. And as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, even if you have got a different form, bodily form, because you are aloof from that, you are not affected by the influence of mind. Just like anyone who is coming to Krishna consciousness in any country, they are forgetting their bodily consciousness. Just like in our society, we have got members from different parts of the world. Especially in Africa, we have seen there is very much distinction between white and black. But in our society, there is no such distinction. The Indians there, they hate it. Because the Africans are working as settlement million. So now this guy, they agree to take prasad of all in the same land. The Europeans, Americans, Indians, Africans, even Brahmins, high caste, all. I also. He sat down to take prasadam. In Mayapur, they are distributing prasadam. For us, it is for the first time that Hindus and Muslims are taking prasadam in one line.
All glories to you, Sri Krishna.
Yes. This is for the first time, at least the first time. And the Congress arranged, during Congress session, Hindu and Muslim, but that was not with heart. And after the Congress meeting was finished, they said, yeah, the daily can take in prasadam. Why not? Prasadam is Krishna's prasadam. So actually, the United Nations or United People can be possible only in Krishna consciousness, otherwise it is nothing. Maya. Everyone is under the influence of Maya. Bahurupaya. So long he is under the influence of Maya, he must think in terms of his own form. That is temporary, but he is attached to the temporary form. He must say that I am this, I am that. This very important verse. Read it again. Bahu.
Bahu rupa iva bhati.
Bahu rupa iva bhati.
Bahu rupa iva bhati. Maya.
I have as three gunas, modes. So somebody is in passion, somebody is in ignorance, somebody is in goodness. Even one is in goodness. Goodness is also another. It may be higher quality, but that is Maya quality. One has to go above goodness. There are many persons, they are very clean, that is Brahminical person, Satta, Sama, Saucha, very clean, truthful, controlled, so many qualifications. But still that is Maya. Still that is Maya. To become on the platform of Brahminical Satta Sama Dama Siti Kya Arjava Jnanam Vijnanam Astikam Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. So even this is the platform of goodness, Brahminical qualification. So even in Brahminical qualification, it's still Maya. He is thinking, I am Brahmin, I am so pure, I am better than him. But he does not know, that is identifying himself with Maya's quality. So this identification also will not help. Today I may be Brahmin and tomorrow I shall become a Bhangi. Simply when you are fully conscious that I am servant of Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, that I am not Brahmin, I am not Shudra, I am not Kshatriya, I am not Vaishya, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grihastha, nothing of this sort. Then what you are? Gopi Bhattu Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This parampara. Krishna's servant, first servant, Brahma, next servant, his servant, Narada, his servant, Vyasa, his servant, Madhvacharya, his servant, the servant, 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 and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarva-Goswami, in this way, when you think that you are servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is all. Otherwise, even if we think that I am now Brahmin, I have got sacred thread, I am very clean, I am taking bath, that is required of course. Because if you are actually servant of Krishna, then these qualities will be there. As subordinate. It's like when you have earned $100,000, it is not that the $10 is not there. $10 is there. But it is not very important. Similarly, to become a servant of the servant of Krishna means that the Brahminical qualification is worth $10, that must be also there. But even at that stage, if your $10 quality is lacking, then you cannot become proud have become the servant of the servant. You cannot become proud of possessing 100,000 of dollars if you cannot pay $10. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
If you say, now I am in possession of 100,000 of dollars, and if I ask, give me $10, no, I am not. So similarly, if you actually have become transcendental, servant of Krishna, if the qualities of Brahman is lacking, then you are not perfect. The Brahmanical qualification must be there. Then you are falsely possessed. If you falsely say that I possess $100,000, and if I ask, give me $10, no, I'm not. That is false faith. So these $10 will not serve my purpose. I'll have to acquire $100,000. That is Vaishnava qualification. But when you are actually in possession of $100,000, you must be able to pay $10. You cannot say, no, I have got $10. Then you are falsely advertising that you have got $100,000. So the conclusion is, yes, the expert manager, the bank manager, so if some man in the establishment is absent, he can do the work immediately, because he has learnt all the things. Bank manager began from the lower class. When I was a manager in Bose's laboratory, there was a strike. So there was no packer. So I asked all the class to come and let us pack. So as soon as we began packing, the strike was broken. So, a man claiming to be in the high position, he must be expert in everything. He must be expert in everything. So therefore Vaishnava is called Dokha, expert. Expert. This Krishna consciousness moment being the highest, topmost quality. So in case we require to do the work of some lower quality, we cannot say that I do not know. We must do it. But we are not in touch with that quality. Prakite, there is a verse, Isanam Isasya. Just like Krishna comes as a human being in this material world, but he is not affected with any of the qualities of him. That is therefore called nirguna. Nirguna means the material qualities cannot touch it. Similarly, a devotee of Krishna also, when he is in service of Krishna, he is also nirguna. The material qualities cannot touch him. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. He immediately becomes transcendental to all the material qualities. But that does not mean I cannot act in the material qualities. So, Krishna is working just like ordinary prince. He was born of a king or in the royal family, but he has nothing to do. Namam karmani limpanti. Krishna is not affected. Dharimas nachi pani. This is a Bengali proverb. Yes, you go to catch fish, but don't touch the water. If you are clever with your that rod to catch fish, take out the fish, but don't touch the water. Similarly, for our Krishna consciousness movement, we have to go in so many places. They're all materialistic, but we cannot become materialist. We take some service from a person for Krishna's service. So we do some good to him, but we don't accept his quality. That should be our belief. So in this way, we should know that Bahurupa Ibabhati. Ibabhati, Ibabhane, just like Bhati appears. Actually, these are temporary. Bahurupaya, Vaya, Bahurupaya. Ramamana, Guneshasya, Guneshu, in the quality, Asya, of Maya.
Mamaham
iti manasi. Now, because he has identified with the body, therefore we are so much attached to this material world, my and I. I am this body, and I have got some body relation with somebody, so he is mine, she is mine. There are thousands of women, but because I have got one bodily relation with one woman, oh, she is my wife. There are thousands of children. Because one child is bodily related, that is my child. There are many houses, but the house in which I take that, that is my house. There are many cars, but which car I use, oh, that is my car. So, this Mamaham iti mannate. The body is not mine. And in bodily relation, anything, that is also not mine. That is the conclusion. But due to the influence of Maya, I am thinking, I am this body, and anything in relation to the divine body, that is mine. So my wife, my children, my house, my family, my society, my country, my nation, this is going on. This is just going on. It's very difficult. The whole world is being pushed off with this I and mine. The I is mistaken, don't sit like that. You must not show your face to the people. I am. This is it. Mamaham iti mannate. Janasumohoyam. This is Kali Yuga. So, the Maya is acting very nicely to keep us under her control. Maya. Devinti Sagunamai. Maya wants to keep you under her control, every one of us. Why? Because we are offender to Krishna. She wants to punish us, kick us very nicely. That is her business. And therefore, she wants to keep under her control everyone. And therefore, she has three qualities. Tribuna, it's like tribuna. Guna means rope also. You have seen in the rope there are three fibers. Three fibers, it is twisted nicely and again twisted together. It is a very strong rope. Tribuna. So guna means rope. So we are bound up. But that नते विदुषार्थ गतिं विष्णु दुराशयादि बहिरत्थमानिन सेपी स्वतंत्रा उरुदाम निबद्धा इसतंत्रा बाय द स्ट्रिंजेंट लॉज ऑफ सुपीरियर ऑथोरिटी उरुदाम निबद्धा वी आर बाउंड अप उरुदाम नि गुरु मीन्स स्ट्रांग दामनी मीन्स रोप उरुदाम वेरी स्ट्रांग रोप इट्स लाइक ए बिग शिप इमीडिएटली बाउंड अप ऑन द फायर by some rope. You have seen it?
Yes.
You see, carrying 13,000 tons of goods, but the strong rope brings it on the fire. You see, he cannot move. In spite of having good machine, and in spite of so much strength, Julius Caesar, he was a great soldier, and she became captivated by one beautiful woman. What is that, Cleopatra? She is an ordinary woman. But because she has some, every woman is beautiful, but it is still the eyes. I see that this woman is beautiful. Woman's nature is fair sex. By nature, she is beautiful. But I see this is beautiful. And is it not? There is a Bengali scholar. Yes. Jake jar lage bhalo. Remember, if I like somebody, it doesn't matter what he is or she is. There are so many instances. The attachment, it is attachment. There is no such hard and fast rules and regulation that this man should be attached to this man. No. It is Maya's action. I become attached with somebody. That is good. So Maya is acting so nicely. Maya bahurupaya ramamana. And we are enjoying ramamana. Guneshu asya. Actually, that individual living entity is enjoying being influenced by guneshu asya, influenced by one kind of modes of material nature. Mamaham, and in that way, he has formed. The whole world is going on, just study, this analysis of the whole world, this world. This is Bhagavad. By two lines, the whole world is analyzed. Now you see, the whole world is working under these two lines. Ramamana, Guneshu Astya, Guneshasya, Ramamana Guneshasya, Mamaham. The whole world is struggling. This is my country. I am Japanese, I am India, I am German. Let us fight. We should protect our country. We should give our life. So, and after that, where is your country? Mr. Jaka, where is your country? Just see. Murha, murha, all that stuff, all that stuff. All that stuff. From our angle of vision, this is actual fact. One who has got eyes to see, with a rascal and with intellect. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal. He may be a very big man. A very big man means amongst the rascals, another set of rascals. Because they are also under the influence of Maya. Just like in the society of asses, one ass is singing, oh, oh, oh. They are feeling, oh, how nice it is. All asses, one ass is singing, and they are appreciating, huh? Great singer. And you are old. Stop it, stop it, please, stop it, stop it, stop it. So all these leaders, all these rascals, they're all rascals. At least you must know, you may behave gentlemanly, that is your duty, but you should know that he's a rascal number one. You don't hate anyone, otherwise there will be no preaching. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that you hate disease, not the man who is suffering from it. That's very nice. So we shall hate this influence of Maya, but not the man who is now under the influence. Then how we can preach? That is our business. Doctor knows that this man is infected with some serious disease, but if he hates, then he cannot make treatment. He requires treatment. So if he hates, no, he is diseased, so he cannot go there. Then I can... So we shall hate this influence of Maya. We should know how Maya is acting. But still we have to do our duty, preaching work on behalf of Krishna. Sometimes taking risk off. What can be done? But this is the position of the world. All rascals. So-called PhD, DSC, MSc. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung one nice song. Jorobidya sa mayara boibha. Tomara bhajane badha. My dear Lord, all this material, scientific advancement of education, they are simply expansion of the three qualities of Maya. Jaravidyasa Maya Rupa. They are only the different combination. So it's called permutation and combination. What is it called?
Permutation means the chain.
So different qualities. All this, whatever you see in the material world, they're simply permutation, combination like that of the material qualities. Tirguna. Devidisha gunamai mama maya. Nothing more. So this Jaravidya, this material science, expansion of material qualities, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jaravidya, this is this kind of education, they're simply expansion of material qualities. And that simply impediments for to advancement of Krishna. The more you become technologist and attached to this material world, then the more you go far away from Krishna. So therefore we have to accept everything, nirbande, Krishna sambande. We can accept all these material advancements in relationship with Krishna. We shall accept a tape recorder. This is material advancement, but we can use it for Krishna. We take the typewriter, but we use it for Krishna. We take a car, we use it for Krishna. Otherwise, we don't want. What is the use of car? We can walk. But if it's for Krishna's sake, if it is wanted, suppose we are going to preach somewhere, and if we say, oh, this is material, Maya, how shall I touch it? I shall go up, and this is not Krishna. You take advantage. Other, sometimes they criticize, that you criticize material advancement, why do you take car, why do you take this, why do you take that? No, we can take everything, because we see everything is in the sense of Krishna. This combination of matter, that is, that is all right, but it is Krishna's matter. So our vision is different. We are not under the control of Maya. At least we should be like that. Then we remain in the transcendental state. Otherwise, all these people, those who are not working under Krishna consciousness, they are under the influence of this material mode. Therefore, they are all lusted, they are mistaken. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, he is lusted. This is your country. So, any question? And this verse is very important. Every verse, Bhagavad, every verse is illumination. For those who are yogi, ramanti yogina ananti, they are not desirous of enjoying of this creation of Maya. Yogina ananti, they want to enjoy the association of the ananta, not of Maya. Maya is temporary. However Maya may exhibit in so many ways, it is temporary. This nice city or this nice country, this nice world, decorated, one day it will be finished. All finished. Pralaya paya dhijale dhita-vāna-sibhīna. When there will be inundation, all these planets will be merged into water. Finished.
In the material world, we are bound by Maya, Mahamaya. In the spiritual world, is there another relationship of Yoga Maya?
Yoga.
Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yoga Maya means that here, this is also Krishna's exhibition of Maya, but it is temporary. And the another physical world, that is also exhibition of Krishna's Maya, as it is permanent. Here, the Parvati reflection, we say, there's a shadow. The shadow of the tree in the water. Everything is Parvati, opposite. So that shadow is not the substance. The substance is there on the bank of the river. That is really. Similarly, the spiritual world, there also everything is there. There are trees, there are fruits, there are flowers, there are men. Everything is there. Birds, bees, everything. But they are all real. Here, Bahurupa. Bahurupa means, because not, it is not reality. That this Bahurupa is also reflection, but it is not real. That is Iva Bhakti. Definitely it is called Iva Bhakti. It appears like that. Actually it is not. Just like in some shop, you see so many ladies and gentlemen are standing with nice dress. You know, what is called that?
Show? Mannequin. Mannequin.
Mannequin.
Like a doll.
Yes.
In department store.
Department store.
Yes.
But they are Ibabhati. They are not fact. Ibabhati. It appears like ladies and gentlemen and so many things. But they're not fact. They're pretty Baba. You know, maybe it appears like this. It is not fact. But actually there are ladies and gentlemen. It is simply an imitation. So spiritual level is actually. And it is Ibaba. It appears like this. But those are fools, they are attached to this Ibaba. If somebody goes, oh, yes, nice, beautiful woman, let me embrace. That is foolishness. That is Ibaba. That is different. Therefore, this very word is Ibaba. Actually, it is all matter. But they have been changed into different forms. The Mahavadi philosopher, they say it is Ivabhati. There is no form, therefore make it formless. But our it is that Ivabhati, there is form, but this is simply imitation. That is a different thing, Mahavadi. They say because it is false, therefore reality must be zero. So formless. It must be zero. Shunyavadi, nirvishesha shunyavadi. There are no varieties, they will say no varieties, and somebody will say no, it is zero. We say no, there is variety. This is ivabhasi, it appears like the reality, it is not real. The real is different. A comparison is given. That's like water in the desert. There is no water, but it appears like water. But that does not mean there is no water. As soon as we say Ivabhati, that there is reality, but this is not. It appears like reality. That is the actual meaning of Ivabhati. Ivo, life, bhati, appears. This next.